Over the weekend, Vice President Dick Cheney conferred with a visiting delegation of Iraqi opposition leaders. He told them the Bush administration is determined to oust Saddam Hussein from power and replace him with a democratic government. Within Iraq, reaction to the administration's anti-Saddam campaign is a mixture of hope and fear. NPR's Ivan Watchman is in Iraqi Kurdistan, the autonomous enclave in northern Iraq governed by ethnic Kurds. Ivan, what are people there saying about the war talk in Washington?
Renee, it's safe to say that people here hate Saddam Hussein. He used chemical weapons to gas the Kurds in 1988, and that was just the worst in decades of oppression against this ethnic minority. Everybody here says they want change. They want to see Saddam go, and they want to see the embargoes against Iraq lifted so that they can improve their economic status. But they are very nervous about how that change will come. We are located just 15 minutes from the front lines of the Iraqi army. For the past 10 years, the only thing keeping that army back have been U.S. and British warplanes flying patrols here. So for the past 10 years, the Kurds have had it the best they ever had. There's fear that they could lose this autonomy if a new war breaks out. And there's also fear that Saddam could retaliate against them if a war breaks out and that he possibly could use chemical weapons again.
What about Kurdish authorities? What's their reaction been?
Well, I can speak for the Kurdistan Democratic Party. They were one of the six Iraqi opposition groups at the meetings this weekend, and they ruled two-thirds of northern Iraq. They say they're pleased with the meetings. They say they're happy with Washington's commitment to protect this area. That's been one of the conditions. Before anything takes place, they want to make sure that the Americans will not allow Iraq's army to attack this Kurdish region. And they say that they've been shown that the U.S. is definitely behind them. They also say that the U.S. is deadly serious, according to one spokesman, that something will be done in this area against Saddam Hussein.
Well, you are there in Iraqi Kurdistan. Is there any indication that Iraq is preparing for war?
I just spoke with a Kurdish general who says he's seen the Iraqi army building up its defenses along this nearby front line, and he speculates that this is in preparation for some type of attack that he thinks that the Iraqis may believe may come. Officials here say the Iraqi soldiers are demoralized, that they don't have the energy or the weapons to fight, but they are, again, very worried that some kind of chemical weapons could be used if some kind of attack came.
And if Saddam is removed from power, what happens then?
Well, the Kurds are calling for the installation of a democratic federal system in Baghdad, which would represent all of the ethnic minorities and religious minorities in Iraq. Part of this has to do with the fact that none of the neighboring countries want the Kurds to get their own country, and so the Kurds are promising not to change the territorial boundaries of this country. It has to be said, though, that in the past, these Iraqi opposition groups have been at each other's throats. They've actually fought wars against each other. And despite this show of unity in Washington last weekend, some doubt that they could ever truly unite to help build a post-Saddam Hussein democratic government.
Ivan, thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq.